On this Ag Perspectives podcast, welcome to Miami Beach, Florida, and the first ever Pan-American Weed Resistance Conference. Quite a meeting going on here over the next couple of days, and one of the very first speakers out of the box, matter of fact, the first speaker not actually connected directly with Bayer Crop Science, was Dr. Stephen Poles, who is the professor at the University of Western Australia in Perth, Australia. He's also a wheat producer in the western part of that country. Understands very well the problems of weed resistance down under, but he says it's also a huge problem in the United States and in other parts of the Americas as well.
Dr. Powell, as we think about this whole concept of weed resistance, it seems like it is a very real and very much growing problem.
Without any doubt. It's a problem around the world. It's been the biggest problem in the world, in Australia, but it's going to be the United States that's going to be number one in the world in resistance.
You pointed out that Australia farmers have very few options as far as cropping practices, that you're very much of a wheat society. That does lead to a lack of diversity and a real problem with, I would think, with weed resistance.
As you say, I mean, wheat's the only crop that's even remotely profitable at the moment, and so we have an over-reliance. We have a lack of diversity. In the U.S., there's been a much better system. Corn, soybean, cotton rotations. Trouble is, it's now got no diversity in terms of weed control. It's just all one chemical, glyphosate.
So the while we've got crops that are in a lot of cases monoculture, year after year the same crop, now we've got year after year the same herbicide.
That's right. I remember talking to a big farmer in North Carolina. He said, I got a rotation of crops. It's Roundup Ready cotton followed by Roundup Ready corn followed by Roundup Ready soybean. So it isn't a rotation at all. It's one chemical across half a continent. I don't call it the corn belt or the cotton belt. It's the glyphosate belt.
If you think about that, you had high words of praise regarding Roundup Ready, the Roundup system that developed by Monsanto. Glyphosate, you said, was very unique.
I believe that glyphosate is a 1-in-100-year discovery. It's up there with penicillin in terms of its importance to mankind. You will never see in your career as good a chemical as glyphosate. It is so good. We should try to keep it working for as long as possible. And that's not occurring. We have a massive over-reliance on the world's greatest herbicide.
Indicated that we're simply abusing it, I guess you might say, as far as the massive use of it.
Well, it's an overuse. And when there's an overuse, then nature's going to prevail. We're just using this chemical and the weeds are fighting back. And that is so evident now. Those growers for whom glyphosate, Roundup, or any other name, that still works, my advice to them is try to keep that chemical going as long as possible, because there are no alternatives that are as good as glyphosate. And okay, people talk about new chemicals. I know one thing. A discovery like glyphosate is 1-in-100 years. It's a precious resource. Try to keep it working on your farm as long as possible.
But you indicated we are going to lose it.
In many parts of the U.S., you're going to lose it because there's massive over-reliance, and farmers better be thinking about how they're going to control weeds for which glyphosate no longer will be effective. And that's a lamentable situation. For those farmers who are not in that situation, try to keep it working, and that means reducing reliance on it.
You indicated also that we're simply not seeing just glyphosate as a problem regarding weed resistance, but there are other chemicals that we're using. We've got additional problems with as well.
I'm sure just about every U.S. grower knows about resistance to the ALS-type herbicides. You know, the unfortunate reality, those weeds are going to remember that they were resistant to the ALS herbicides when they also developed glyphosate resistance. So the solutions is diversity. It's not just relying on the one chemical. There's just an over-reliance on this one chemical. There aren't any magical solutions, but it's diversity. Get some non-herbicide tools in there, whatever it takes that makes economic sense.
Are we hastening the day of all this massive problem with things like conservation tillage?
You know, conservation tillage, the replacement of chemicals, replacement of the plow with chemicals is a great thing. We should try to keep no-till, zero-till. But that's just another weed control tool that we take out of our toolbox when we remove tillage. So we should try to keep tillage, conservation tillage. But we might have to. And some farmers are going back to cultivation. That's being forced on them. If they're not in that situation, try to keep that glyphosate working so they can stay in no-till.
Long term, where are we going agriculturally speaking with this whole issue of herbicides versus weeds?
The weeds will win, but we should be pretty smart. We should anticipate that for any chemical that the weeds can develop resistance, and we should mix everything up to try to confuse the enemy. A bit of guerrilla warfare. We shouldn't just keep doing the same thing. I mean, what would Charles Darwin have said about half of America being sprayed with the same chemical every year? For 150 years, we've known that's going to result in the weeds fighting back. So it does come down to that word of diversity, mixing things up, and use every possible tool. You know, I always say to farmers, if you're getting great control with a herbicide, change it so that it might work in the long term.
Thank you, sir.